Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your only friend on the left side, and maybe in general.
No. I got a friend in Hawaii.
I'm not sure that counts.
Well, that's not contiguous, but that's a friend.
That's true.
And we've been friends since 1980.
But I wasn't born then.
Right, that's why she outranks you.
Oh, okay.
And she once punched me in my eye and kicked me in my chest. So we're real
close.
That's
my best friend, because I'm always threatening to punch you in the eye.
Yes. So shout out to you, Trisha Wilson, my karate kick me in the head friend. So what's up, Kamal? How was your holiday season?
Oh, child. Busy. I mean, between Christmas, and then we had to celebrate 3 family birthdays, and we're not even done with that. We got 2 more family birthdays to celebrate. And New Year's, I don't think I'm going to be fully recovered until about February 22nd.
That's my nephew Ryan's 17th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah, he's not allowed to listen to the show because you use harsh language.
Now, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
My language isn't that harsh. And speaking of, my New Year's resolution is not necessarily tone down my language, because that's a lost cause.
Right.
But I have made a resolution not to cuss people out anymore. Now, this is the same resolution I made last year, and I made it all the way to January 6th. It's the 8th, and I'm doing really, really good. I haven't had to cuss let me back up. I've had to cuss out several people, but I chose not to. It's a new me.
It's a new week.
I think we need to applaud me for my baby steps.
I will applaud you if you can make it through January without cussing me out.
Well,
I don't think you're going to make it.
Thinking more along the lines of strangers.
Okay, so we're going to quantify this resolution. In 2013, you're not going to curse out any new strangers that you come across when you haven't been drinking.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So if you, like, are some strange woman and you just walk right in front of me and push your cart right in front of me and, like, almost roll over my toe, I'm not going to cuss at you. I might say something smart. I'll probably say, oh, excuse you. I won't say, what the hell? I think you better watch that. See, it's baby steps.
Right. What about slapping her with a sock full of hot nickels?
Well, see, that's not normally the first step. The first step, I mean, there's several steps before I get to the sock and nickels. Come on now. The first one is cussing you out. So, by extension, if I'm not cussing people out, I don't have to beat them with a sock.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Baby steps.
I see
you
how
you be proud
works.
Of me.
I am proud of you for coming up with this plan.
Well, yeah. It was overdue.
Yeah. I myself have made a resolution not to make any more resolutions, and so far I'm keeping up with that resolution.
Well, see, I mean, I just, you know, I'm just too pretty to just be so mean acting sometimes. Even though people drive me to it, this doesn't just happen in a vacuum. I don't just wake up mean. You know that.
Right, and you're also not acting, which I know.
Well, enough about me and my resolutions. What's
yes.
going on in your world?
Well, you know, 2013 has arrived with a whimper, not a bang.
Well, it depends on who your life partner is. Can you say that? Out loud.
Only,
I apologize,
don't worry.
Mommy.
Only I heard it.
I apologize, yells Mommy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that, you know, that brings up a good point. Now that your mommy is on Facebook, maybe I should send her the link to the show.
Shoot me now.
Let me just shoot your mom a link to the show.
So, can I tell you how that happened? So,
yes, please.
You know,
this is interesting.
I was like, oh, Mommy, so-and-so had a baby. The baby's so cute. Well, show me the picture. I said, well, if you have Facebook, you can see it yourself. Oh, so-and-so's getting married. Well, how do you know? Well, if you have Facebook, you'd know. So that was my attempt of just shutting it down. Because then my mother would have me dragging my iPad over there and looking at the pictures and seeing how cute they are, blah, 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 blah. So I was trying to shut the whole thing down because I knew she wasn't going to be on Facebook until she sent me a friend request. I had to look at it three times. I was like, what the hell?
Do I know someone else with this name? This can't be her.
Right.
I think it is.
Right. This ain't nobody but my mama. So even before I accepted it, I went over there and looked at the page to see what she was doing. I was like, dang. And then I had this internal struggle. Well, do I accept it? Because you know that I am want to show my ass on Facebook. Not literally, you know, I don't have no new pictures up there. But the way I conduct myself with America, I conduct myself the same way on Facebook. I curse less publicly on Facebook because, you know, I got my uncle on there and this person and that person. And, you know, a coworker or two might come through. So I try not to post curse words on my wall, but the same stuff I say here, I say there. I just say it cleaner. But nonetheless, you know, I'm still showing my ass. And so, you know, Mom and I had to have a little discussion. You know, just like, you know, because my kids have Facebook pages and I respect their privacy. I am diligent about checking. You know, you and I have talked about that. You know, I go over there and make sure they're not out there, you know, showing their asses. But I'm grown. I can show mine. They can't show theirs. And so Mom and I had to have a little discussion. And she told me about the picture you sent her, shenanigans.
I sent your mom a picture?
Didn't you?
I don't think so.
She was talking talking about a picture with some champagne?
No, I did not send that
okay,
to your
see,
mother.
See, yeah, you know what? See, that's my mother. She don't know how to work it.
You know, it made me wonder why she replied to my friend request with happy 2013 or something like that. She said, I'm like, what?
Right. She's going to break Facebook. She may break my brain first. This is a chicken egg scenario. What comes first, my broken brain or our broken Facebook?
Lord,
and she posted on my cousin's wall. And so, you know, when you post on somebody's wall and other people post, it'll say, you know, Jaquita Shamariquai, friends with so-and-so, commented. So I get the call at 10:45 p.m. Kamal, this is Mommy. Are you busy? Well, I know it's my mother. Don't you know what your mama sounds like?
Yes.
And so I responded that anyway, the only way I know how. Who?
What the?
She said, it's your mother. I said, I'm sorry. Who? Because I know my mother wouldn't call me at 10:45 for no shiggity. She said, are you busy? I said, it really depends on what you need. She said, so I'm on Facebook. I said, oh, look at the time. I'm busy. I got stuck out. And hung up. She called me right back, of course, and explained to me how I'm not going to do that again. So anyway, she says, come on. All these people are friending me, and I don't know how they're finding me. I don't even know these people. Why is, I'm not going to say my cousin's name, but it's not Lil TL. Why are your cousin's friends all friending me? I mean, this is kind of cool. I think this is fun, but I really don't know these people. I said, well, Mommy, how do you know that they're friending you? She said, because it says, Shamariquai, friend of, and I said, oh, Lord Jesus. Mommy, they're not friending you. They're just responding to the same comment that you responded to. So that once you post on somebody's wall or their status and other people start posting, you'll get a little notification saying that such and such responded. She said, well, that's stupid. I don't want to see what everybody else has to say. I said, well, then you really don't want to be involved in social media, do you? Mm. So I called her this morning. I said, well, Miss Facebook, how you doing? She says, you know, I'm kind of liking this. I think I might start Twittering.
See? See?
Twittering.
You're going to stop picking on your mom because she's my friend.
Twittering.
Stop.
I want to send out them tweets. No, those twits. Mommy, you don't send out twits. Those are the people we erase from our lives. You send out tweets, and it's
no,
not
you don't
called.
Send out twits.
Twittering.
You give birth to twits.
Watch it now. Watch it now. But, you know, my mom has always had this problem with technology. You know, remember when the porn popped up on her computer? That whole drama. I told you about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I tell America? America.
If you want to put your mom on Front Street and throw her under the bus about her porn on her computer, feel free, but I in no way, shape, or form support this action and disavow myself of anything of
it. America, it wasn't her porn. She was clicking on links and ended up on a porn site. Well, I'll tell you how she got there. Truthfully, my site is called 3blackchicks.com. Well, she left off the three. Three Black Chicks and Black Chicks are two vastly different websites. Vastly. So she cussed me out because she thought I was running a porn site. And I had to explain to her that she needs to put on the three. But once she clicked in that site, you know, she got a virus. And it was just pop-up windows all over the place, you know. So I get this call number that I don't recognize, but I answer it because it's a San Diego number, and she was still living in San Diego at the time. And she says, "Come on." I'm like, "Mom?" She says, "Yeah, it's me."
She's whispering.
"Mommy, why are you whispering?" Well, because I'm going to stop whispering, but she was whispering. She says, "Because I got a computer problem." I said, "Well, why is that making you whisper? And what number are you calling me from?" "Girl, I'm at the payphone down the street because all this porn has popped up on my site, I mean on my web page on the computer. And, you know, the government, they got those cameras inside the cable boxes. And I'm not trying to catch no case."
I really hope she beats you.
Where was I supposed to start? First of all, Mommy, I don't care what all your friends say, because she picks this stuff up from her friends. Mommy, I don't care what your friends say. I can guarantee you that the government is not spying on you through your Cox cable box. I can guarantee that.
It's through all your fluorides.
Right. Second of all, why didn't you just call me from the phone? She says, "Because, you know, the government be listening." So you done got in your car and ran around the corner to the payphone to tell me that the government. She thought the government was trying to entrap her.
They do that.
She was like, that's what she said. She said they do that. She said, "You know, they send kiddie porn to you in the mailbox, and if you happen to check your mail, clink clink."
Yes. See, your mom evidently is an ardent watcher of The Wire and The Sopranos.
So, anyway, because I am a goddess, I got the porn viruses off her machine, long distance, and on her own phone, because I wasn't going to stand up there and have her talking on a payphone. And I edumacated her about viruses and not clicking on stuff, you know? You don't have to click on everything, especially if it's a porn site. She's like, "Well, you know, I was just so disappointed in you. You know, I wanted to see what you were up to." I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, go with that one.
Right. "Mom, if I was doing porn on the interwebs, I wouldn't tell you. What kind of fool do you think I am? Hey, Mom." You know, and that's what she said when she was cussing me out. "Send me to this website with your twat all out. Your grandmother is rolling in her grave."
Wow.
I'm like, what? I said, "I can guarantee you my twat is on not near one website in this world. Are you kidding? What are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm sitting here looking at you just spread eagle. I'm just so disappointed in you. This is just disgusting. Where are you? I'm on your little site, blackchicks.com. Mom?"
Okay, so now all America, including myself, are getting ready to go to blackchicks.com.
I don't advise it. You may go to 3blackchicks.com, but blackchicks.com, I really don't advise it. Because apparently, according to my mother, the first thing you're going to see is some black woman's twat. Her nether regions, her panty parts, her womanliness.
Lord knows, I don't want to see that.
Hey, you know, whatever works for you. But I can guarantee you, it's not mine.
Okay.
Mine's too pretty to be put on public display.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
No. Just trust me. And like when I tell you I'm too pretty to go to prison, just trust me.
Well, I believe that. I believe that because I watch Beyond Scared Straight. And first of all, you don't have a tattooed beard, which is evidently the best way to keep people off you in a woman's prison.
Right.
So,
not I.
Yeah. So 2012 rolled out of here. Sad to say, 2012 was a year that I will look back on with a lot of disdain. I lost three family members, as we know, and three very good friends, and one good friend on December 27th. Just could not, you could not leave without one more good person passing this way. So it's really bothered me. And 2013 has rolled in quietly.
Yeah, it has been pretty quiet. I mean, you know, thank God, as horrific as it was in December with all the violence. I mean, not that the violence has subsided any, but it's not as severe as it was before the year went out.
Yeah, so far, so very good.
Yeah.
Well, let me see who this is on our phone. Might have something to say. I got a caller here from area code 617. Who would this be that I think I know who this is?
I don't know.
Well, if it's not our good friend from Boston, Ted the Teddy Bear.
Minus the Boston accent. I was calling to say hi, and then all of a sudden I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, well, I don't know, do I go to blackchicks.com and check this out while I'm waiting in line here? I don't know. I thought I might have hit the wrong button, the wrong calling show for a minute there. And I was like, now, I'm only going to say one thing. Now, you've sworn that your parts aren't on there, and it's definitely not yours, but it's probably only one way to really tell.
Exactly.
We need one shot on one side, one shot on the other, and we could just be the judge. America can be the judge.
I think it's a separated at birth situation.
And that's all I'm going to say on that subject.
Incorrigible.
And I wonder how come her mother doesn't know it's hers.
She hasn't been a purveyor of it. I can guarantee you that my tata looks a lot different than it did when she was seeing it, when I was like two.
Now we're talking tatas or woo-woo?
The JJ.
Wow.
Anyway.
Quite frankly, I think we all would be a little disgusted if my mother knew what my stuff looked like. Although, that could be possible if she was there when I was giving birth.
That's right. And the last thing you want is your mother there when you're giving birth.
Yeah. Either way, all I know is that
you're not doing it right.
What do you need medicine for? When I gave birth to you, I didn't need any medication. I walked uphill both ways to get to the delivery room when I was giving birth to you. You kids today are punks.
No, you know what? My mother was in labor 40 minutes. She got to the hospital in the wheelchair. They pulled off her pants, and I started to slide out. Me, on the other hand, I was in labor 17 and a half hours.
Actually, our first was 27 hours, and then they decided to have a C-section.
7 hours.
Yeah, they had to have a C-section after 17. And if they hadn't had it, I was getting ready to call them on it. You know, I don't know what your plan is, but it's time to get this little thing out.
That's right.
I did my due diligence. I tried for 17 hours. I tried. Now you're going to have to meet me halfway. Get her out.
See, I just remember my son's mother being in labor for about 16 years. And it was the longest night of my life. And
it still is.
And then at the end of this labor thing, this stuff came out with arms and legs, and it was really disgusting. Something I never want to go through again.
But you know what? My husband says whenever I tell people I was in labor for 17 and a half hours, he says, so was I, and I didn't have any drugs.
He is a man, and he is correct.
That's it.
So, Ed,
yes.
welcome to 2013.
As you can see,
we've all made it. The Mayans.
We've all made it.
Tuesday nights, I always miss you guys because it's always a basketball night. So my daughters, you know, they do basketball on Tuesday night and Friday nights. But this, ended up being a home game, so I could jump in.
So, Ed, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So, is it going to be the Seahawks or the Pats?
You know, I'm still thinking Denver's going to be tough for the Pats to beat. That's going to be the trick. And this is, of course, assuming that the Ravens lose. But
thank you,
which is a big assumption.
I like to interject here. That Kamal being outside of Seattle, Ed being in Boston, and myself being in Baltimore, our football teams have met in this confluence of the playoffs.
That's right.
Don't forget, my team is really the 49ers, so I'm just saying.
Okay, so you can throw that triple alliance in there yourself. But
yeah.
I'm
hoping the Ravens do go to Denver, beat the crap out of them, because then they'll come really tired to Boston. So, I just hope whoever ends up coming to Boston gets to be really tired.
Hope Boston gets past Houston.
I'm having a Jets nightmare from 2010 where we walloped them 45-3 and then lost 28-17 or something.
Yeah, it can happen.
It can happen. Couldn't happen this year because the Jets really suck.
Game,
but.
Right?
Well, you know what? I was so surprised at Seahawks because I haven't been following them because I've been following the 49ers. And you know how I am about sports in general. But our little first baseman, what's his name, Russell Wilson? He's pretty good.
Yeah, first baseman.
That's right. Yeah, he's a bit, he's surprising. I mean, look at it. There's a lot of, I still think a healthy RG3 would have beat him. But he's pretty good.
I believe that.
He's pretty good.
I think a healthy RG3 could have beaten Russell Wilson. I don't think a healthy RG3 and an even younger Washington Redskins defense could have done anything with beast mode running back for Seattle, who can't be stopped because he eats Skittles before and during each game.
That's right.
What's
his
name?
Beast mode.
Beast mode.
Beast mode.
No, that's not the really cute one.
No, he's not really cute.
I forget the name of the really cute one.
The really cute one plays baseball. There's no really cute football player on Seattle's team.
There is absolutely so. I just can't remember his name right now.
I am a man, and there are no really cute men playing football for any team.
Not really.
Absolutely. No. Walter Payton was very, very cute. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to co-sign on any of this.
And Karl Malone was cute, too, until he opened his mouth.
I have not. Again, we have regressed, and the estrogen is starting to take over the show.
Right.
I think that there's no reason to watch football unless somebody on the field is cute.
Well, they
right?
all have on helmets until someone gets knocked out, and then
just like on Key and Peele, that East West Conference thing. They have their little picture at the bottom with their stats, and some of them look really cute in their pants. Now, what I don't like though, I don't like all the butt slapping and the spit. I think spitting is just really, really disgusting. But I will watch the game if somebody's cute.
Once again, you have this game confused with baseball.
Right.
Most of the spitting happens in baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
Nuh-uh. They spit out sunflower seeds. They don't pat each other's booties.
No, I think we're back on blackchicks.com.
That's right.
The cup adjustments, too. I can do without that.
So...
I don't find myself looking at those things, so I don't really know if that actually happens.
I don't.
We're watching the game.
I'm waiting for people to get knocked out. I'm waiting to see an ambulance pull up to the stadium. It's like the only reason to watch NASCAR is to watch a car get flipped over and someone in the stands get a tire wrapped around their head.
Yeah. Well, the only reason to watch football is to look at the cute guys in their butt.
Really?
See, we're on the same page, more or less.
We will never win this argument. All I can say is, once again, Seattle's in the playoffs.
With the really cute guy whose name I can't remember.
And the Patriots are in the playoffs.
What's the guy who throws the ball, the cornerback, right?
The Baltimore Ravens are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers are in the playoffs.
And,
the New York Giants are not in the playoffs.
That's right. The Jets are not in the playoffs.
And the butt fumblers are not in the playoffs.
Right. What's going to happen with that team? I tell you, they just might as well sit out the whole next season. If they keep Sanchez, it's just ridiculous. Like, why would you even bother?
Well, I thought they sat out all of this past season.
Well, yeah. We're going to take two holidays. I mean,
you take a team that goes 9-7, which means they won 9 games and lost 7 games, and they win the Super Bowl the year before. And then they come back and win 9 games and lose 7 and can't even get in the playoffs. Go Giants.
Go Giants, that's right. To be honest with you, I would have more expected that from the Pats than the Giants because, the Patriots, they're still a fairly young team. But I was really surprised at the Giants' performance. Like, not even get into the playoffs. I mean, crying out loud, what are you going to do?
They had a formula, win 9 and go, and it just didn't work out this year.
You're right.
And the Patriots have a formula. This is our plan. We win 9 games, we go to the playoffs. Unfortunately, there's 16 games in a season, and this 9-win thing only works every blue moon.
Yeah.
But the Patriots, they can win.
But you know what? If they had some cute people on their team, they would have won more than 9 games.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Follow me. Okay. So, what's the guy that runs up and down the field, the track person?
Referee.
The guy who catches the football and runs. What is the hurdler? What is he called?
Eligible
the
receiver.
Hurdler. He's the wide hurdler. Yes.
Yeah, the wide hurdler, running back, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if he was worried about his face getting messed up, he'd run faster and score more touchdowns. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly how it works.
Because I can tell you without a doubt, if somebody throws me a football, two things are going to happen. One, I'm going to look back and see if they're all cute and I'm just going to just lay down and let them tackle me. Or two, I'm going to run my ass off to get away from these big hulking men. Hopefully, I run in the right direction.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds. That's the way to go, exactly.
That's where you got to go.
I was going to go for the little yellow through the goalpost. That's where I was headed.
Yeah,
You'd be surprised how fast I can run when I'm scared. Or how fast I cannot run when everybody's
when you're excited.
It's cute.
Uh-huh.
I'm making perfect sense.
You are. And if Ed and I had been born without penises, we would be in agreement with you.
That's right. I mean, we were wearing pink hats.
And pink hats. Not there's anything wrong with pink. It's just not.
Yeah, you know what? There is nothing wrong with pink. And I don't know why one of the teams didn't have pink as a color. Now, my favorite color happens to be purple. But I think it would make a vast statement of security if somebody had a pink uniform. It would be,
I sort of never bought into this whole, I'm okay with my manhood, so I'm going to do something to emasculate myself just to prove it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the things you don't really have to prove by wearing pink.
What better statement could you make of these big 6'5", 255 pounds of man meat wearing pink?
Well, come on. Every team in the month of October wears pink.
That's right, they do.
They wear
pink gloves, pink shoes.
pink
for
sock.
Breast cancer, but I'm talking about more than October. I know they did the whole breast cancer thing, for which I am very pleased with. But, I mean, you know, like, oh, just a pink uniform.
Nope. Ain't going to happen.
Nope. Yeah.
And
yeah,
you guys need to ask yourselves why.
Because pink's my girl color.
Why?
That's why.
I know why. Exactly.
But why is pink a girl color?
I don't know. That goes back to
society that has issues with sexuality. Pink should be anybody's color.
I just don't like pink. Even if it was
if
a man color,
like,
I wouldn't
like
it.
Pink, if you don't like pink, that's fine. I don't particularly care for chartreuse, so I don't wear it.
And I don't like chartreuse because I don't know what chartreuse is. I would know chartreuse if it came up and introduced itself to me.
Anyway.
Are the Seahawks gonna beat
the
Falcons. What's the name of
the Atlanta
team? Falcons. Are you sure it's the Falcons?
Oh yeah.
100% sure.
Yeah, 100% sure of that.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Indians?
No, that's Cleveland, and that's baseball.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Cleveland is. I thought the Cleveland and the Browns and the Indians. What's the other name of the Atlanta team? Because there's another Atlanta team down there.
Braves. Atlanta Braves, baseball.
That's baseball.
Braves, Indians, okay. Half a dozen in one hand, six in the other.
Well, see, you got it confused because the Indians could also be the Indians from India.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but the
but
Braves.
I'm not that
Braves
bad. I'm not
the Redskins from Washington.
Right, or the Chiefs from Kansas City.
That's right. All of which are politically incorrect, of course.
Completely politically incorrect.
So tell me, what is a Seahawk?
It's some bird that flies around the muck. I don't know.
It's an osprey. It's an osprey.
It's an osprey. So, and what's the chances of an osprey beating a raven's butt? Uh-huh.
Well, let me just say this. The NFL is about to have its Super Bowl, and in the history of the Super Bowl, only one team with the bird mascot as its name has ever won the Super Bowl. Out of 40, what is this going to be, Super Bowl 44?
44, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
This is that true, really? Wow, that's a pretty good stat.
Spare me.
You're the
stat
man.
And
that's
that team would be...
Are you going to wear the same underwear for the next 7 weeks?
No, the outerwear. The underwear I change on a semi-monthly basis.
Whether you need it or not.
Whether I need it or not, exactly.
Whether you're going out or not.
Right. So the Seahawks have been to the Super Bowl. The Falcons have been to the Super Bowl. The Eagles have been to the Super Bowl. The Cardinals have been to the Super Bowl. And they all have come up. The Ravens have been to the Super Bowl and won it. So suck on that, dirty bird.
Well,
yes, yeah,
that
was probably
that,
a fluke. I mean, this is their one time.
You can call me a dirty bird all you want because I'm really not a Seahawks fan. My teams happen to be the 49ers and the Ravens, and the Raiders. And how many times have the Raiders been in the Super Bowl? Ooh, how many?
This century? I mean, that's
this, yeah. Yeah.
How many times this last half century? How many times have the 49ers been in the Super Bowl? Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
80, what? Is this 19?
30 years ago?
I don't care. A W is a W. 3 is 3. 4
yeah,
is
right.
4.
If your age is correct that you keep telling us, you don't remember the last time the 49ers won a Super Bowl.
I don't remember when Green Bay won in 1950, whatever. Doesn't mean I don't know about it.
So, in the last 20 minutes we have of the show,
shenanigans.
Shall we discuss?
I missed the whole first part of the show, so
uh-huh.
I don't really know what you guys talked about.
No.
You guys can't try to jump on me and gang up on me over football.
I don't think so.
You started it, wasn't it?
You can't use it in here this century. What? Uh-uh.
Yeah, they have not been.
You know what?
They have not been since 1991, 92.
I don't care. A win is a win is a win.
And when was that win?
That's right.
I don't care. I guarantee you it was two more times than your ass is one. What? Whoop, whoop.
But I guarantee that not a single person playing on that team is playing football today.
That's right.
They're all 50.
At least.
Wah, wah,
at least.
Wah. Wah, wah, wah. You can't take you can't take away what they did. That's just like saying that, oh, Michael Jordan sucks because he retired and hasn't played in 20 years. You can't take away what he did when he was playing.
No, you can always say the individual is good, but the team sucks for a while.
Give me a break. You cannot take away the Lakers of the 1980s. You cannot take the Bulls of the 1990s. I'm sorry.
You can't. But you can say today that the Bulls have won
the NBA
We're dealing in the present here. Right.
Okay, well, presently, I think the Pats suck. And so do the Ravens.
They do. Until they win a Super Bowl again, they are a former champion, just like all of them.
Every year, everyone's a former champion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rest on your laurels.
Some are more former than others.
Right.
It doesn't matter. They still have three, and the Ravens still have one. Come talk to me when they have three rings. I think the 49ers have four.
I think the 49ers have four,
Then we can talk. Until then.
The Steelers have six, and to hear their fans talk, they win it every year just because they can suit up. But they don't go every year,
and I am not a Steeler fan, but I'm not going to take away their six appearances from them over a bird and what is a Patriot anyway? A Minuteman?
I don't even know. Some Minuteman with a rifle or something. I don't know.
Well, if you follow politics, a patriot can only be a Republican, because unless you're a Republican in the United States, you can't be a patriot. I don't
understand. That's probably so. the challenges of a two-party system we have. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Ed, did you and the family become hoarders and preppers because of the Mayan calendar telling you that the world was going to end?
We were already honing our skills for many years prior to that.
For the record, I'm salty.
You're salty?
You're mad that the world didn't end?
Yeah, I'm salty over that football discussion.
Well, we'll discuss it on blackchicks.com.
I don't advise it.
Well, yeah, we do a lot of prepping up here in Massachusetts, of course. But
yeah, because you never know when the lobsters will run out.
That's right. Well, every time soup's on sale for a dollar a can, we're prepping.
There you go.
So I tell my kids, I said, you need skills for the zombie apocalypse. Don't come looking
God.
For me.
You
I'm
going
to be up in the woods somewhere.
Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
To say zombie apocalypse.
A friend of mine got a flu shot this year and got the flu. I keep telling people don't believe me. The flu makes me have the flu. And I can tell you what, when the zombie apocalypse finally gets here, they're going to trace it back to flu shots.
The zombie apocalypse is actually quite easy. You just got to stay away from the city. You just
Pretty
go
much.
Out into the woods because the zombies don't like the woods. It's a simple thing.
They don't
thing.
Like the woods.
They don't like the woods.
Clearly,
and they don't,
clearly
evidently they
don't
understand
watch
elevators,
Dead.
So why not live in a high-rise apartment building and be safe?
You know what? I kind of never thought about that. But what happens is because not all zombie occurrences come from bites. You know, some people just get sick. And if you follow The Walking Dead, they're all infected. So when they die, even if it's not because of a zombie bite, they turn into zombies, right? So while your high-rise theory on its face is good, you could just put yourself in a prison.
Yeah, I think you definitely got to head to the woods. I wouldn't be going into a sky or a high-rise.
You don't watch The Walking Dead, too. The woods don't stop them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but there's not much out in the woods, so they're going to eat all the people in the city first.
Yeah, and in the woods, they're like chipmunks and squirrels, and they move too fast.
Yeah, yeah. You can hide out in the woods while they're devouring the entire city population, and they're going to get sick, and a few of them are going to die off, and it'll take them a while to find you out in the woods.
Exactly.
I got an RV, that's all I'm saying.
And RVs are the only vehicles that they can catch. You never
that's
see
right.
these zombies getting people in
Corvette. True. That's not true.
You need an ATV, you know, four-wheel ATV that just blasted at like 100 miles an hour down a fire road or something.
We have electricity with the RV. We have a stove. We have
you don't need electricity
toilet.
In a zombie apocalypse.
We have a toilet. You need a toilet. I'm not doing my business out in the woods.
Well, you make
no,
yourself,
I'm just
going to make yourself an outhouse or something.
And just
mm-mm.
do what I got to do and keep it moving.
Yeah, I don't do outhouses.
But how come you never see zombies at the beach?
Football discussion, you both are uninvited.
Well, how come you never see zombies at the beach?
Figure it out on your own.
Because their skin burns off. They don't like the sun.
They don't like the sun.
Surviving
I'm going to Miami.
You're not coming in my RV.
Hey,
oh,
now, yeah,
when that
zombie apocalypse comes, you pack up your son up here, and we'll go fishing up into one of these New Hampshire or Maine for a couple of years and let all the zombies eat the people in the city.
And then we'll come back. We'll be lean. We'll be
lean and mean, all fished out.
All fished out.
That's all you need. See, the other thing is if you're fishing and you're in a boat, see, zombies can't swim.
They can't get to you.
You can just float around out in the middle of that lake, and you can have, you know, you can catch some fish, fry them up in the pan. You're fine. Nothing to do.
You know what, though? Here's the deal. They're going to try and get to you, and so the lake is just going to be full of, like,
dead zombies?
Well, it can't be dead, but, yeah, dead zombies.
Floating zombies.
Floating
zombies.
And then it's contaminated.
Which is more food for the fish.
Yeah, well, it's like 10,000 lakes in the state of Maine or something, you know.
And if it gets really bad, Kamal, you know, unless you have an Italian captain, I think you'll be safe on a cruise liner.
That's right.
No.
It could be like that.
Are
that?
You kidding me? I don't want to be on a cruise liner when there's a zombie apocalypse. This is going to take one person to get sick, and it's going to take us all out. We'll be a floating crypt.
You need a catamaran. You need one of those
right.
catamarans, like what was that Water World or something, that movie?
Yeah, Water World.
I do like catamarans.
Yeah, a little catamaran. You can just float around, catch fish whenever you need it.
I think the cruise liner is the safest because someone starts exhibiting zombie-like symptoms, and what do?
Toss them over the edge.
Off. Overboard, hit the ocean.
And see, the salt water will melt the zombies down. That's the key.
Right, right. And you just keep moving. You don't stay there.
You're not waiting around for them.
You guys just don't know. It's like you guys discussing football with me.
I'm sitting off the coast of Australia.
I'm taking my toys and going home.
Did you buy
the both of you have gotten on my last nerve. I'm out.
Did you buy your toys from blackchicks.com?
I'm out.
We're not saying you can't ride around the RV, but you know, I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna last too long.
In the ocean.
Gonna run out of gas.
I have a New Year's resolution. F all y'all.
But we're not strangers, so you're right.
So double F all y'all.
So you didn't think that the fiscal cliff was the coming of the zombie apocalypse, come on?
It was touch and go for a minute there.
Yeah. So let me tell you about
the fiscal
cliff. I
believe that was Jerry Sandusky's motto. It's touch and go there for a minute. I think that was.
The fiscal cliff was an illusion of the media.
Yes.
You know what I said about the fiscal cliff? I think they should have just let it go because that was actually the only way everyone won because if we had let it go over the cliff. On the Democratic side, we would have gotten reduced taxes for everybody. And on the Republican side, they could have gotten $1.2 million trimmed from the budget. We all would have won. And we could have stopped messing around.
You mean $1.2
trillion? Yeah, trillion. Yeah,
because a million is like...
Yeah, $1.2 trillion.
That's
so
just with That's
I don't know why everyone
there.
Was so, you know,
Tanner.
Think it was going to be bad. I think just let it go. Wouldn't have bothered me any.
I'm below the 250.
I got 500 cans of soup, tomato soup in the cupboard here. I don't care about a fiscal cliff.
I got chicken in a can.
How many cans of chowder do you have up there?
Right. Well, see, chowder's not good because, see, chowder's got cream in it. Cream doesn't last as long. You need, like, tuna, man. Tuna lasts for 5 years in a can.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And so does chicken.
That's right.
Chicken in a can, I think, has a 10-year shelf life.
Yeah.
Along with Twinkies.
I think the challenge with the fiscal cliff thing is that in 2 months, we're not going to be arguing about raising the debt ceiling or not.
Yeah, the debt ceiling.
So this is just, we got like a 2-week respite from the media squawk boxes.
But I still say, you know, I don't understand why these are arguments and issues that we're hearing about for the first time in our lifetimes. And these issues have come up in former presidential administrations and congressional sessions since forever, but it's not a big deal until this administration. And I'm trying to figure out why.
It's because he wears a size 11.
Didn't we go over two times? I think we've been over the fiscal cliff twice before, haven't we? I forget.
Yeah, but it wasn't that big a deal. Well, we shut down the
government. Yeah, before. Here's the thing is, the last two times was before 24-hour news existed.
Right.
If it wasn't for the news guys reporting on it constantly, the congressional guys would just, well, they would have done exactly what they did do.
but the first time was with Clinton, right? And that's when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House, and it came out that Newt was really ticked because he couldn't ride up front in Air Force One.
Right. Yeah.
So we found that out afterwards.
He got a lot of issues.
The second time, I think, was that.
Was he really that petty?
Yeah, that was the big deal. That's what
the politician, of course, he is.
This is Newt Gingrich. Remember space colonies on the moon, Newt Gingrich?
Yeah, I know.
You know, if I can't ride in front of Air Force One, even though I'm not the president, I'm going to build a space colony on the moon.
I wonder how that went.
Yeah, that worked out really well. His wife already had the helmet hairstyle for the trip. Callista, and the name, Callista.
Yeah. But I think most of the...
The government shut down, so to speak, was during
I think most of the stuff is that it's just, you know, it's 24-hour media, and even since that, you know, back in the early 90s, I mean, I can still remember when most of those shows weren't really on.
No, they weren't. They
you know, and so I think they just, you know, I mean, here's the other thing about newspapers. Newspapers are a dying, you know, they're on their sort of last legs. You know, any kind of major media, you know, is falling to bloggers and all, you know, all kinds of other stuff. And so the only thing that news media can do is just whip everyone into a frenzy about.
Exactly.
And like I say, I don't think the politicians have behaved any differently, one, than we would expect, and I don't think they've behaved any differently than they did 20 years ago.
Right. I mean, I really didn't understand the whole, you know, pomp and circumstance of it. You know, why are you waiting until, you know, 12:59?
Well,
why are you drawing this out? Either do it or don't.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, and this is, I tell you one of the challenges, and it's interesting, just, you know, having lived in another country where there wasn't a two-party system, we finally got America's basically essentially an evenly split country. I mean, it's you know, it's one side or the other. So both sides get forced into, you know, having to take everything to the wall, because the only way you can go back to your constituents and say, hey, look, I did as everything I could do. I mean, that's essentially exactly what this fiscal cliff was about. You know, we just had an election. It was, you know, 59 million, 62 million vote, blah, 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 big government versus small government, blah, blah, blah. And so each party can basically take everything to the wall, and you know, I mean, essentially, that's what you get in a two-party system. Everything goes to the wall,
yeah.
Whether it has to or not, it just happens. That's the way it is, and then, you know,
it has to, like you said, to prove that you have the bigger male organ. than the other guy.
Yeah, well, you have to be able to go back to your constituents and say, look, I tried, I did everything, and blah, blah, blah. And,
what's the male organ?
Steinway.
Steinway, yes. Steinway.com. Check out all the male organs you want for free.
That's right, exactly.
No monthly subscription required.
Because they have the big pipes.
Actually, I think it's a Switzer organ is the organ, but anyway.
Kind of quick on your feet there.
Yeah, you got to be.
Got to be.
Live here in the city.
I was trying to trip you up.
Got to get up off wheel in the morning to trick us up.
Yep.
Now you guys are just being a little too cocky.
With this dying way that I have, you got to get up awfully early in the morning if you want to ride.
That is right. Yeah, so anyway,
said you wanted proof. See, here's the difference. You wanted proof that there wasn't a machichi on blackchicks.com. See, if I had said, well, yeah, I want some proof about your Steinway, you go, okay.
not necessarily. I just would have pointed you to some monument-type building, like
Washington Monument or something.
Yeah, something like that. And said, you know.
Oh, men always lie.
Of course we do. We going to tell the truth? How does that work out? Why would you want to tell the truth?
It'll be the best 2.5 minutes of your life.
Your life.
The truth has no value in this establishment.
So look, in the last few minutes we have with the show, what are we looking forward to in 2013?
Oh my!
I would like for there to be some progressive legislation getting through.
Not gonna happen.
Hope springs eternal. I know.
Not
gonna
happen, but.
I'm gonna be a little more cynical. I want there to be no Sarah Palin sightings or hearings from, and I want Rush Limbaugh to semi-electrocute himself with his cochlear implant.
Again, hope springs eternal.
Hope springs eternal. But on a real tip, I would really like there to be some sensible, easily understandable and agreed upon gun control legislation. If nothing more than everybody should have a background check to find out whether or not you're batshit crazy before you're legally able to buy a gun.
Yeah. At least get rid of the automatics. I mean, for crying out loud, you can. I don't have a problem with people wanting to hunt and do that kind of stuff, but I think you got to just say, hey, look, this whole automatic stuff is just.
Yeah. Unless, as we stated before, unless bears are arming themselves, there's no need for us to have semi-automatic weapons going on out in the woods. You can protect your home with a double-barrel shotgun or a 9mm pistol,
or a cast iron frying pan,
or.
Or a pet tiger.
In the Asiatic.
A pet Seahawk. I got a patrol in the field looking out for the bad guys.
Pet Seahawk will do you well unless you're in.
You know what? If they beat Atlanta, we're going to have a much different discussion next Tuesday. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if they beat Atlanta, all it does is let them play another week. That doesn't take it to a Super Bowl.
You know what, Gail?
I'm just saying.
Mikey.
I may root for them to go to the Super Bowl if they win Sunday. I may root for them. I would love to have them play the Ravens at the Super Bowl. That would make for a great show. So, Ed, old friend,
I'll
see you next time.
No problem. If those basketball games get over early, I'll pop right in.
looking forward to it.
Okay, man. See you guys.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Go Seahawks.
Hey. Seahawks.
Dress them in pink. Kamala's idea. A new pink Seahawk uniform is on the way.
That'll match Pete Carroll's skin color.
That's right.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. Bye.